Scott, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Yeah, pleasure.
So I want to take us back to 1978, you know, where the term 78 has come from and where Mardi Gras, you know, what we call anyway is the first Mardi Gras here in Sydney. It all started off with a protest earlier in the day. Can you tell us a little bit about that and then what it kind of led to in the evening?
Yeah, for sure. So it was a day called International Day of Gay Solidarity, and it had come from a call out from activists in San Francisco, including Harvey Milk, who were calling for a kind of global activist day. And it was marking the anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York that had happened in 1969. And so the first event that day was a march along George Street, and that was very much in the kind of regular form of protests at that time. You know, it's going along George Street in the city very much to kind of interact with, confront the shoppers in the CBD. So making queer lives visible and activism visible. And then that night, there was a slightly different event on Oxford Street. And the intention of that was to try to engage a bit more with the activist scene and to try, with the social scene, and to try to get some of those people that were partying in the gay pubs and lesbian pubs of Oxford Street to be a bit more involved in their, in activism. And so that event down Oxford Street, some people called it a party or a festival. It was meant to be more celebratory than angry. It was still political. It was still organized by activists, but it was about celebrating queer lives and sort of developing that idea of pride. And an activist, a lesbian activist by the name of Mark McMahon, said something like a Mardi Gras when the idea was suggested by a guy called Ron Austin. And so that's where that name Mardi Gras landed on that event.
But it all took a bit of a sour turn, didn't it?
Yeah. So it was, there was a truck and there was music being played off the back of the truck. A couple of songs, one called Ode to a Gym Teacher by a singer named Meg Robinson, and Sing If You're Glad to Be Gay by the Tom Robinson Band. So these songs are playing. People were encouraged to dress up, but it was June in Sydney. It was freezing cold June night in Sydney. So people are wandering down behind this truck. It got down towards College Street, and that's when things did take a bit of a turn. The police were just wanted people to leave, and that wasn't going to happen.
And from the pictures that I've seen from the event, I mean, we do, you know, you can look it up online. There's plenty of photos that have been taken on that particular night with the interaction between the activists and the partygoers and the police. Didn't particularly seem like a peaceful moving on.
Yeah, no, it certainly wasn't a peaceful moving on. So people headed up William Street and up towards the cross, and that's where a lot of the violence occurred. So the police had called for backup. There was a lot of the police in the cross, around the Elamine Fountain in the cross, and then down onto Darlinghurst Road. So police acted violently and started arresting people up there. You know, people who were just up in the cross got involved as well. And you know, police trying to arrest people, people trying to protect the Mardi Gras participants, trying to protect their friends and fellow activists. And it became quite violent then in a way that was really quite traumatizing for a lot of people and continues to be traumatizing for a lot of people, the memories of what happened there. And the police arrested 51 people. That night, took them all back to Darlinghurst Police Station. Darlinghurst Police Station was pretty notorious, certainly not a very gay and lesbian friendly space. And friends and lovers and fellow activists gathered outside the police station to try to protest what was happening inside.
Scott, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks, Alex.